Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Despite opposition from Governor Patrick and Boston Mayor Thomas Menino, a controversial federal immigration program will be launched across the state next week. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis has more on what the program means for Massachusetts.
If you get arrested, your fingerprints are entered into a national FBI database. But starting next Tuesday, the FBI will forward those fingerprints to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. It's a program called Secure Communities.
Implementation of the program will have no practical effect on how we handle fingerprints and information sharing here.
Terrell Harris is the spokesman for Massachusetts Executive Office of Public Safety.
We already send all fingerprints to the federal government and have been doing so for years. That practice will continue so we can protect public safety and meet our local law enforcement needs.
But ask some sheriffs and they say sharing information will enhance their ability to catch criminals, especially criminals who are in the country illegally. States like Texas started using the program in 2008, and the plan has been to go nationwide by next year. Bristol County Sheriff Thomas Hodgson has lobbied the feds for more than a year to activate secure communities in Massachusetts.
We're extremely happy. This is a great win for the law enforcement community in Massachusetts, as well as the citizens of Massachusetts.
Hodgson says the program will enable federal agents to immediately identify illegal immigrants in his Bristol County jail. He says it will also help his department determine the true identity of immigrants who use aliases. But not all law enforcement officials support the program as strongly. After piloting it in Boston for several years, Police Commissioner Ed Davis complained to federal officials that too many non-criminals had been deported as a result. Immigrant advocates agree.
In reality, it's a giant dragnet.
Laura Rothelo is an attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts.
It catches people who have really no criminal record whatsoever, have simply overstayed a visa, or are, you know, in some other violation of civil immigration law.
The federal government has acknowledged the program had overstepped its stated purpose to deport the most dangerous criminals. The Obama administration tried to redirect agents to focus on what it considered priority deportations. But the union representing ICE agents disagrees with the policy, and a growing rift between the agents and administration has stopped that change from taking hold. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis at the Statehouse.